You're listening to City Lights on 90.1 WABE Atlanta, where ATL meets NPR. I'm Erin Wright, in today again for Lois Reitzes. If you've ever wanted to scream, quit your job, and start a punk band, maybe even a punk ukulele band, Synchronicity Theater has a show about exactly that. Hannah Cremation and the Ash is opening for two nights of performances this week, and producer Mike John sat down with playwright Rebecca Suella and music director Sarah Beth Mosley to talk about the show.
So the show is about a woman, Hannah Cream, who, like, in one morning loses sort of a deadbeat boyfriend, sort of a dead-end job, and starts a band. Can you sort of fill us in on the story?
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's very important that it's not a band. Mm-hmm. It's a thing.
Yeah, I knew I was going to get corrected on that.
with a capital T. Yeah, Hannah is an aspiring musician who sort of stopped aspiring and starts when she's confronted with the reality of what her life has become, gets mad. And she finds the angriest girl in the world on the street, conveniently, right outside of her job, gets yelled at, yells back, and just like that, a punk thing is born.
Machines! Wake up!
Yeah. So where did this, where did Hannah come from? Where did this character come from?
I have been living with this character for a super long time. I actually was in Daytona Beach for a show and drove by an actual crematorium called Hannah Cremation. And I thought, that's my punk rock name. There it is. Sometimes if you Google us, you might get them. So, hi, guys. And as I continued to play with that, the character that started to take shape was someone who is in her 30s, and hasn't started yet. So how do you take someone who jumps into punk at this time in their life when everything around them and in them is telling them to settle down, and how do they sustain that? Is it possible? And that's kind of where she started. And then this 19-year-old incendiary came in to sort of provide the polar opposite, who wants nothing to do with structure and stability, and how does that sort of intergenerational clash work for their music and affect their relationship?
Yeah, Sarah, as the incendiary 19-year-old, can you talk about where you're coming to this character from?
Yeah, so there are parts of Ash that are just me. I found where Ash is coming from is a place of overbearing parents, where the mother has left and the father is more interested in structure and his job. So for that, she has completely revolted and is just against the machine, against the system. And though I am not on the streets banging on a bucket drum, I think we all have that internal rage of wanting to go against the system, but it's where Ash is when we first meet her. She doesn't know how to control it, and she doesn't really want to, but she's not really going anywhere with it. She's just yelling at strangers until she meets Hannah.
Yeah.
And Hannah gives her a place of friendship where she feels accepted, and that gets her in the mindset of wanting to focus that energy into a more constructive place.
Yeah, and the difference in their ages is I mean, that's an interesting dynamic, because like you were talking about, the when you're a little older, when you're into your 30s, that sort of punk rock fury is tempered by a lot of things.
Yeah.
That a 19-year-old wouldn't necessarily have experienced yet, and that's something that comes across in the show. There's this, it plays with these ideas of like the nuance that's involved in channeling your anger. Can you talk a little bit about what you're saying in the show?
I think the show is is really about the balance between structure and chaos, and between shouting and making yourself heard and also listening and being able to hear. It's the balance of giving and receiving. Mm. And we start them at such polar opposites that they fill it in for one another. But that also is not enough. So it's also about not just finding someone to codependently balance you out, but actually learning and receiving from them. Being a part of a system is not the worst thing in the world, because that's the only way that we receive and that's the only way that we grow and contribute. We brought a ukulele. Would you like us to give you a little something?
I would love, yes.
So imagine, if you will, Hannah and Ash are discovering what being a band is, and Ash is all about not practicing. Practicing is for bands. So she's like, just go with it and we'll see what happens. So Ash is on the drums and Hannah starts playing the uke.
All you gotta do is just play messy music.
Excellent.
Then there's cursing.
Then there's profanity.
Speaking of working within systems, I mean, obviously this is a play. Mm-hmm. We're talking about theater here. The Stripped Bare Project is indicative of this thing that we're seeing more of here in Atlanta, which is, you know, staged readings, short workshops, programs for young and developing playwrights. Where the process of making a play is sort of out on display for the public to see. Can you talk about what the audience brings into the process?
Absolutely, yeah. The place that we're at in development right now is often a place of saying yes, unequivocally yes, yes that, yes that, yes that. Let's get it all here. What the audience then does is help us reintroduce the critical and dramaturgical and structural questioning process. So we throw at them everything we can possibly put together. And from there, we get to really see what lands, what sticks, what do people mention, what do people not mention, what do people question. And that will send us into a whole new stage where we're no longer assembling from ground up, but we're refining and really trying to make a piece that is the most needful piece it can be, the thing that has the most to give to anyone who encounters it. So that's really how we view the audience, is as the introductory collaborator to the next leg of the process.
Now, you recently closed a show, Rebecca, at the Midtown Players Club.
Mm-hmm.
What was that show called?
The Pretty Girl Basket Toss.
That's right. Which was about cheerleaders.
Yes.
Sort of like the sort of cutthroat world of cheerleading.
Yes.
Having worked on this show previously at Manuel's Tavern, that show at the Hambidge Creative Hive in Colony Square, and now back to this show under the auspices of Synchronicity. I don't know. I feel like you are in a unique position to sort of talk about what Atlanta theater is doing right now, like on the very ground level, like in sort of the almost the underground, like the Atlanta theater underground right now. I don't know. Like what's the temperature like out there? What's going on?
It's getting hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think people are feeling, artists are feeling really empowered to create, and really discovering new ways of finding resources, and established companies like Synchronicity, like Hambidge, are also opening up to create a structure for those things to unfold in. And I think a lot of people are just doing things where maybe a couple of years ago there was a lot of talking about doing the things and running into the problems, running into the roadblocks, trying to do everything at the level of an established company. And if we can't do it like that, then no one will come and we shouldn't do it. We're really discovering, I think, as a community, that there is voracious support for works in progress and to find the new thing and to make the new thing. And people are really willing to get their hands dirty, both artists and audiences alike. And that's actually a really wonderful and exciting place to be. It's not at all less than, which I think is a dying perception. It's becoming equal to.
That's incredibly encouraging to hear. Rebecca Sue Alicera, Beth Mosley, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Hannah Cremation and the Ash opens at Synchronicity Theater for two nights of performances this Tuesday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Tickets are free and can be reserved on Synchronicity's website. We'll have a link at wabe.org/citylights.